And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of Edmund Wilson, born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, one of the most influential critics of the 20th century. His essays on Dickens and Kipling and Flaubert changed public perception of their work. He was very frank as a critic. Did not care for the Carl Sandburg biographies of Lincoln. He said, "The cruelest thing that has happened to Lincoln since being shot by Booth was to have fallen into the hands of Carl Sandburg." And he once described Tolkien's Lord of the Rings as juvenile trash. It's the birthday of the poet Gary Snyder, born San Francisco, 1930, associated with the Beat Generation. He read at the famous Six Gallery reading in 1955 when Allen Ginsberg read Howl for the first time. Most of the Beats were city kids, and they were fascinated by Gary Snyder because he grew up in the woods of Washington and Oregon, and he knew the names of things, and he'd worked as a logger and a fire lookout. And he was a dedicated Zen Buddhist. Gary Snyder, who's lived in the same house since 1970, a house built by hand on a 100-acre plot of land in the Sierra Nevada. Snyder said, "We built it with a crew of boys and girls who were almost all in their first year out of college, without any construction experience of any kind, all with hand tools and no electricity. Everyone was working, cleaning, cooking, and learning equally." The subtext is that the 60s sometimes worked. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Pynchon, born Glen Cove on Long Island, 1937, one of the most elusive and gifted writers of the 20th century. Very few photographs of him in circulation. He went to Cornell, where it is rumored he studied with Nabokov, but couldn't understand what he was saying. The author of numerous novels, including V, Gravity's Rainbow, and Against the Day. His most recent book is Inherent Vice. His longtime friend Phyllis Gebauer donated the only known collection of signed first editions of Pynchon's work to the UCLA Extension Writers Program, and Pynchon sent a message to be read at the ceremony. He said, "I was planning to skydive into the middle of these proceedings. Thank you for your teaching." It's the birthday of the Irish novelist Roddy Doyle, born Dublin, 1958, author of the Barrytown trilogy, The Commitments, The Snapper, The Van, also the first Irish novelist to win the Booker Prize for his book Paddy Clark, Ha Ha Ha. And it was on this date, 1970, the Beatles released their last album, Let It Be. They weren't happy with the mix, so Phil Spector took on the project, and the album was released a month after Paul McCartney announced he was leaving the band. In 2003, a new version was released that undid most of Phil Spector's work, a remix entitled Let It Be Naked. Here's a poem for today by Abigail Gramig, Requiem. Today is the perfect day, the sky just so, clouds moving fast, drops of water on leaves of Russian sage, dog sitting her chin on crossed paws, light streams through branches of locust tree. I sit just so at the small table. Everything is perfect, just like this, you would have said. Requiem, a poem by Abigail Gramig from her collection Dusting the Piano, published by Finishing Line Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by reputation.com, providing automated tools to monitor and manage a business's online reviews, because bad reviews can be bad for business. Learn more at reputation.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.